Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 6, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Voters in Georgia return to elect a senator. The CDC urging folks to bring back face masks this Christmas. Time magazine names the finalists for Person of the Year. New survey reveals the road rage capital of the country. Also ahead, what has happened to 60 Minutes? But first, residents in Georgia casting another ballot for U.S. Senate. Latest polls show Democrat Raphael Warnock with a 6-point lead over Republican Herschel Walker. Neither candidate passed the 50% threshold last month in Georgia. A win by Warnock would pad the Democratic majority in the Senate 51-49. Both campaigns have spent $10 million in the past 4 weeks. The CDC once again urging residents to wear masks inside. A dangerous combination of the flu, COVID, and other respiratory diseases is causing a spike in hospitalizations. Doctors say the latest strain of COVID, 10 times more transmissible than the other variants. Cases in California, New York, Texas up 25% compared to the summer, but down significantly since last January. Time magazine listing their contenders for Person of the Year. They are Chinese dictator Xi, United States Supreme Court, all of them, Elon Musk, Liz Cheney, Ukraine President Zelensky, philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, protesters in Iran, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Last year's winner, you may remember, was Elon Musk for his work on electric cars and space travel. Newsweek ranking the worst cities in America for road rage. Towns are judged by violent altercations and intentional collisions. Top of the list this year, L.A., Chicago, New York, Houston. But the most place for road rage drivers, Washington, D.C. Makes sense, right? Folks looking to avoid a fight should go to Louisville, Kentucky. They have the most congenial drivers in the country. In a moment, what is going on with 60 Minutes? Right back.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the message of the day. When folks ask me which journalist influenced you the most, I always say Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes. He was the best in my opinion. I got to know him. I'm not going to say he was a mentor, but we would go back and forth about stories and my commentaries. Wallace was whip smart, honest, and a guy that I wanted to be like. Now, 60 Minutes debuted on CBS in September 1968, and Wallace was the host. Based on ratings, 60 Minutes is the most successful program in TV history since it was moved into its present Sunday night time slot in 1975. The average viewership in 2006 was 17 million. This year, 8 million, more than a 50% drop. As with so many other news agencies, 60 Minutes went after President Trump, and they didn't like him very much.
It's this, I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest.
You want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
It can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because...
Even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it.
So, of course, history shows us the laptop was verified, could have been verified very easily by 60 Minutes, but they didn't even try. Now, millions of Americans who are Republican, conservative, Trump supporters, they noticed. And that is what has not only hurt 60 Minutes, but most other network presentations. Of course, Donald Trump deserves to be scrutinized. I do that here, even though I've known him for a long time, as you probably know. But when a program starts to really go after somebody, then that is really, really shaky ground. So 60 Minutes took a turn into the political arena. Mike Wallace, Morley Safer, Ed Bradley, those guys were socially liberal, but they didn't pull those punches on the air. I watched almost every week. But now, I never watch because it's boring. So I tuned in last Sunday knowing I was going to do this commentary, and here's what we got. An interview with French President Macron where he said, hey, I don't like Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. But it was never explained why he didn't like it. There was no back and forth. Then we went to Africa, beautiful pictures, but I've seen the elephants. Then some pool player guy. No, I mean, my time is valuable. So anyway, I bid you adieu, 60 Minutes. It was a great run. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, BillO'Reilly.com is the place for you. And Killing the Legends, my new bestseller, makes a great holiday gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 173 years ago today, a runaway slave escaped from bondage in Maryland. Within a decade, she would be known as the Moses of her people, helping hundreds of Southern blacks make the dangerous journey north on the Underground Railroad. Here is the story of Harriet Tubman. Born in 1822, Harriet was one of nine children, all slaves, of course. Like her siblings, Harriet was subjected to brutal attacks from her owners. At 13, she was beaten by an overseer with a 5-pound weight. She suffered from seizures, severe headaches, and narcolepsy for the rest of her life. In 1844, Harriet married a free black man, John Tubman. 5 years later, she decided to escape. Harriet followed the North Star to Philadelphia, walking 100 miles by foot from Maryland. After working for a year and saving money, she returned to Maryland to free her sister and two nephews. A year later, she rescued her brother and two more children. In total, Harriet Tubman made 19 trips into the South and freed more than 300 slaves, including her 70-year-old parents. She did that by buying them. She never lost a single passenger during the dangerous journey north. In 1856, slave catchers put out a $40,000 bounty on Harriet's head, the equivalent of $1 million today. But she remained defiant. After the outbreak of the Civil War, Harriet Tubman played a crucial role as a spy for the federal government. She often disguised herself as an old woman wandering around Confederate territory. She spoke with local slaves and smuggled top-secret military plans to the Union Army. After the war, Tubman lived the rest of her life in upstate New York. She died there in 1913 at the age of 91. And here's something else you might not know. While Harriet was never an official member of the Union Army, commanders credit her with saving as many as 3,000 slaves. After her death, she was buried with full military honors. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.